I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Jake, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Happy New
Year!
We're all looking forward to the same thing tonight, I'm sure.
What? Just getting over and done with?
No.
Oh, sorry, of course. The bigger thing, if anyone's excited about a new year, go fuck yourselves, because there's something more important.
Cancel your parties, cancel your plans, I don't care who you see and what you're doing, what you've booked.
Well, I'll tell you why, because on BBC Radio 4, you'll be seeing Liam his pals, aka The Squid, on their BBC Radio 4 sketch show.
BBC Radio 4. It's a pilot, so it's a one-off, so hopefully we can get a series of it.
We're very pleased.
It's called The Squid Sketch a Minute.
Yeah.
It's airing on BBC Radio 4 at 11:15.
Is it a sketch a minute?
It is.
That's cool, isn't it?
We wanted that to sort of try and be the selling point of it. It's quick. Get through a lot of concepts, not sort of like living in a world of a sketch. It is just under 15 minutes.
This is literally your 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Sketch a minute. That's like when, you know, the song 21 Seconds to Go. I got 21 Seconds to Go.
Yeah.
Each of the verses by each of the rappers is 21 seconds
long. Oh,
really? Yeah.
That's nice.
A lot of people don't know that.
That's a nice little fact, actually.
Thank you very much.
But yeah, so it's a few sketches. 14 sketches, really.
Yeah.
One per minute. 11:15 on 31st of December. It's airing. PM. Which I know is obviously not a great time for a lot of people, but it will be on BBC Sounds.
Imagine if it wasn't on BBC Sounds. That's your chance. Catch you had your chance. And you've blown it, all right?
So it will be on BBC Sounds. The Squid Sketch a Minute, and it will be in the bio.
Oh, I'm buzzing
for
that.
I'd just really appreciate it if anyone listened to it, because if people listen to it, we might actually get a series.
You will get let's not jinx it, but like, it bloody deserves
it. We're just chuffed to have got a pilot.
Yeah, because it's radio.
Brilliant. That's a proper institution. And BBC Radio 4 so much.
Yeah, exactly. And also, for those who listen to the pod, but I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't know The Squid vids, but they'll be featuring as well the wonderful Jack and Zoe, also members of The Squid Collective. It's just going to be a whole celebration of everything Squid, isn't it?
Yeah. No, we're really proud of it, and we're pleased it's something's happening.
Give me
with
a
the
kiss.
Do you have a new year? Oh, it's New Year's.
Should we do a New Year's kiss?
Should we do a New Year's kiss? If you're listening
talking about
to
a Christmas, where everything's like a Christmas, it's a Christmas breakfast.
It's a New Year's.
I'm having a New Year's kiss.
Well, why is kissing got to be shoehorned into everything?
Do you want to do a New Year's fist pump?
We're not doing a kiss. Is it a bit tasteless?
No, well, I'd have rather done it if we were filming video, but I don't want a sort of audio kiss. I don't want people to hear us kiss.
Hang on. I'm just going to snog you. Little slap on the arse.
How
did you find that?
I found it to be very troubling.
Was it a bit forceful then?
No, it was really
nice.
Was
it too much tug?
It was good. It was good for ASMR as well.
Was it too much tug?
No, not enough.
Was the slap all right?
Yeah, the slap was good.
Nice.
The slap was good. I think you might have clipped a ball. Wouldn't it be good to have like a fucking amazing guest for New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Like someone who is not just a comedian, but a seasoned pro.
Yeah.
Someone who's been on panel shows. Mm-hmm. Someone who has got their own podcast, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Someone who maybe has toured multiple comedy specials multiple times around multiple cities, among multiple countries.
We couldn't possibly get someone like that, could we?
I think we've actually... We've, I think we actually have. No, it's a New Year's treat.
It is a New Year's treat.
We've got Olga Koch coming on the podcast, and she's already here, and she's ready to quiz.
Should we get her in?
Let's do it. Joining our pub quiz team this week is a stand-up comedian and a writer who you will have seen on some serious big hitters. I'm talking Mott the Week, live at the Apollo. You may have listened to her on her very own Radio 4 show, OK Computer, and now you can listen to her on our podcast because she's sitting here right next to us. It's Olga Koch, everybody.
Woo!
Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hell of an intro, written by our producer. It could have been shortened to biggest nerd we've ever had on the podcast. Yeah.
But that's, really?
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, wow. Susie Dent not responding to your calls.
She just won't come on. She just won't come on.
We have tried.
We've got Susie Dent and Stephen Fry just sort of waiting, but we thought we'd get you on first. Yeah. Get you on first. What are you going to be smashing on this quiz today? What are your areas of expertise? I mean, I already know, but...
What do you think I know?
I think it's science, it's technology, it's... I feel like you're probably good at maths as well.
You could be more wrong.
Science and tech and computers and stuff.
In the pub quiz world, I'm usually geography. Wow, I'm usually okay. Geography with, and I will help, unless there's a fabulous gay man around, I'll be the pop culture person.
Sure.
Otherwise, I know my place.
Sport.
Please. You're the sports guy, right?
I know a bit of football, yeah, but it's very specific to football.
You're a very busy person. My question is, do you have time to quiz?
All the time. Yes,
really?
I love to quiz. Every single morning, I will do all the New York Times games, and then on top of them, I will do Spottle, which I think is the greatest game of all time.
Yeah,
it's Wordle, but for a musician. So every day, it's a new musician. Then I'll do the box office game, which is you have to guess the top five grossing films of a specific week in history. I'll do a minute cryptic, which isn't necessarily trivia, but it gets your mind going. So I'm very, very...
And then it's time for bed. That's the day, guys. I've started doing all the New York Times games every morning, and I feel cleverer for it.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. Especially the connections one.
Mm.
Do you remember Hurdle? That used to be
Hurdle.
Part of my routine.
What's
Hurdle?
That?
It was like Wordle, but you'd hear like a bit half a second of a song.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get it in one? In 2 seconds. That was quite good.
Oh, that sounds so fun. I'm going to write that down. Sorry, you gave me a pen and paper, and this is what it's for.
I had an insane Wordle streak, by the way. I think I went well over a year. It's like 400 days in a row. It became like I'd stay up till midnight to do it, get it at midnight, bang.
So when we were joking about her doing wall-to-wall quizzing all day, you really were well with 24 hours.
It became like, you know, I was so deep into it that it was...
Like, sorry, babe.
No, I wasn't having any of them.
I'm going to have to say adieu to you. Oh, five letters. It's got all the vowels as well. What is your starting word?
I'd mix it up because there's a bit of fun with mixing it up because it's like, just, you never know what might happen.
Usually crate, but I'll mix it up.
I'll mix it up.
Sure. I like audio because then you get a lot of
you want to hit as many vowels as possible.
Yeah.
Try the connections thing on New York Times. It's very, very, very good.
I did get the Wordle in one recently.
What was it? What was the word? Loser. I'm so sorry. I just met you. I'm so sorry.
Do you know what? This is why she's good. She can think of a five-letter word that fits the joke. That's incredible skills.
Yeah.
There.
Oh. Yeah. I think it was like crack or something like that.
Bless you for still answering. No, all jokes aside, it was actually the I was very lucky to be invited to go on to Olga's podcast, which she's promoting with her merch over here, Glue Factory. Check it out, very good podcast. And I could tell you liked quizzes because we got our, I think, I don't know, I'm the loser here. I was like, guys, does anyone want to try and guess the 10 countries with four letters in their name? Smashed it.
Oh, yeah. Before you even finish the sentence, we were all like, let's go.
Well, I assume you know it because you asked it.
Yeah. Iraq, Iran, bedfellows. They always come into play.
Peru, Laos.
Oh.
All the ones.
Oman,
yeah.
Yeah.
Cuba, Chad, Togo, Fiji. And I think that's about it, really, isn't it? I think so. So if we're saying geography's covered over here, sports covered over here, I like to think I get history right, but I don't know.
At what point did you get merch for your podcast?
Good question.
Asking for a friend. I would think it was more sort of like manifesting.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? We got four hats for the four hosts.
Okay, nice. So it was
to gauge interest.
Yeah. It's all about perception.
Yeah.
Do you have super fans? Because Glue Factory is a popular podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about. Actually, I shouldn't be talking like this. Yeah, we got super fans.
You've got super fans.
I feel if everyone who listens is very nice, and I can't believe that they do that.
Is there
and
some fans that are a bit too super? Is there any fans that are a bit too super? But we've got a few.
Oh, really? Wait, yeah, what are your fans like?
They know who they are. Yeah, Dean, you know who you are.
Dean, enjoy that. What's Dean's deal?
So Dean, basically, we ask like actual quiz masters to send in the quizzes. Yeah. And we've got a guy called Dean who runs a quiz in Brighton. The pub's called The Mucky Duck, and his quiz is called Quiz Face.
I love that.
Yeah. So he's quite sort of like a...
He did the Christmas Eve one last week.
Yeah. He sends a quiz in, but he also was like first person to buy a ticket for our live show, front row, and he was just there like... Oh God, he has a question mark shaved into his beard.
Yes,
because he loves quizzes so much. I can't get enough of the guy. I love him. We sort of said super fan as if it would be like disparaging, but like he's a great guy. We love him.
Yeah.
We love him to bits.
Yeah.
So we like to ask our guest if they can bring us the most interesting fact that they've heard recently. Yes. Do you have something for us?
Fans of the hip hop pop EDM duo LMFAO may know that they are nephew and uncle.
I actually did not know that. So we're all off to an interesting start.
It's going to be a two-parter for you. Sorry for party rocking. So, nephew and uncle. But did you know they are respectively son and grandson of Berry Gordy, founder of Motown Records?
No way.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Motown Records, Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, all discovered by Berry Gordy. And now his son and grandson are LMFAO.
His son and grandson are party rockers in the house tonight. Wow.
Craziest
fact. Smash that fact out of the park.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It is a fun fact.
Imagine starting a hip-hop band with your uncle.
Yeah, I know. What happened there?
I don't know. Is that hip-hop? I don't know. You know how people say, like, whether something is or isn't punk? Like, is that hip-hop?
Do you think the dad and brother was a bit put out? Was my brother and my son hitting it off?
Yes. It's the first time you think, that's a bit, I don't know. You're not a pedo, are you? I don't know. There's something a bit weird. Like, just leave
you
my
drop
son alone.
Off your son. Be like, hey, do you mind babysitting my son for a weekend? You come back. He goes, sorry for party rocking.
Marching him to the door. Why is he wearing lensless glasses? What's this happening over here? How has that happened? Lovely fact. Beautiful New Year's fact. Oh my gosh, it's the New Year's special. Fucking hell, what are we doing here?
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, Dean.
Yeah, I hope no one thinks that me remembering that now suggests that we're not recording this at New Year's, because that's not the case. We're spending New Year's Eve together. This is what we're doing.
What's your usual New Year's plans? When you're not quizzing?
Oh, usually I will go to a new location, because a familiar location can only disappoint, whereas a new location is always new.
That's interesting.
Where do you go? So what are the new locations you went to in the last few New Year's Eve?
Okay, so let's go. The previous year, Isle of Mull, Scotland. The year before that, Costa Rica. The year before that,
I thought it was just going to be different pubs in your area. So last year, King's Head. Year before that, we tried the Crown.
The Red Lion.
I just thought. Went a bit further afield. Next village over. It's just genuinely different countries.
Queenstown, New Zealand before that.
Wow.
Then it was COVID. Then before that, it was, oh my God, Austin, Texas. Berlin, Germany. Barcelona, Spain. Paris, France.
Wow.
You're never going to... Yeah, so always a new city.
Wow, and then this time you were like, I'll do the Pub Quiz Pod on New Year's Eve. That's amazing.
Something new. It can't disappoint because I have nothing to compare it to.
What's the standout out of all the places you've spent New Year's? Where's the best?
I mean, without being funny, I mean, a beach in Costa Rica, come on.
It's got to be better than
that
island in Scotland you went to.
Sorry, Isle of
Mull. Rocking.
Step it the fuck up, okay? Isle of Mull. Yeah, it's a different kind of beach.
Isle of Mull did stick out in that long list of like quiet places.
It is where my fiance's family lives, so there was some preferential treatment there.
Yeah,
nice.
Oh, he'll feel good about that.
Should we find out who our quiz?
We had to go. Any New Year's resolutions for you guys?
I want to do a pull up, one single pull up.
That'd be cool.
I could do one of these, but I want to do one of these.
Oh, you can do. What's the difference?
I think this one's easier. In the fitness community, widely, this is considered easier.
I think that's a chin-up, and I think it mainly uses a lot of your sort of bicep to help, whereas that, you're relying on traps.
Yeah, all back.
Or it's all back.
More sorry for
that's very good for sort of practice for the car.
Have you got any New Year's resolutions?
I'd like to have more occasions. I think I'd like to celebrate things a little bit more. So, I mean, it's not very funny, but I just think
no, it's good.
I just think we're gonna be old and dead soon. I think that we should stop being sort of like shy about sort of having like get-togethers and birthday parties and things like that.
Do you want to come to my wedding?
Yes.
Great. Done. There, if you want an occasion.
Yeah, I'd love
you to. You can come too. Please, genuinely, everyone is invited.
Where is it?
Well, I can't. I'm not gonna say where
okay,
it is.
You said everyone was invited.
I'm gonna dox myself.
I'm not gonna say anything is, but. Isle of Mull, check it out. Mull this one over. I'd love to come to your wedding. That'd be really
great.
Lovely.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Quite a spontaneous person.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I try to be.
Yeah.
But I'm also quite anal. So I am spontaneous, but I also do love a spreadsheet.
Yeah. I have a story I know about you, but I don't know if this is like public knowledge or if it's like gossip, so I can't remember.
Wait, can I hear it?
But I think you've talked, I think you've talked about it in stand-up, so I think it's like a story, but I don't know if you definitely
have. I want to hear this.
Did you like meet a random dude? And,
oh okay, yeah, I did a whole show about it.
Okay, hang on. This is a whole show, yeah.
I don't know if it's a whole show or a rumour.
Is this a whole show or a rumour? What, can you just quickly, for those who don't know, can you tell us about this thing you did?
I met a guy at a wedding. We had sex. And then he lived in New Zealand and I lived in the UK, so we decided to meet 3 months later in Japan.
Fucking hell.
It was sick. It was absolutely sick. I mean, no, Japan itself was an absolute failure, but the story was great.
The story was great.
The story was great.
Awful. Good, nice guy?
No, I mean, Japan was great. The guy.
Oh, he was,
I thought you were slagging off Japan.
Say he was, oh, God, no.
I thought Japan, you said Japan was
country,
a disappointment.
Sponsor me. I wish you were real, but I...
Sponsor me.
No, we went... And the trip was a disaster because we didn't get along.
Oh my God, wow.
But it was very, very funny in retrospect.
How long were you there for?
Oh, 10 days. And did I tell you that I'm into spreadsheet every minute of that day together? We couldn't even be like, oh, can I take an hour off? No, because we had planned tours, restaurant reservations, train tickets, like all of it was planned within Nitschmidt's life.
At what point in the 10 days were you like,
45 seconds in.
Oh, seriously?
I remember opening the hotel door and I was like, okay, well.
Just by the look at him, did he do anything?
No, I think he thought I was cringe and I can't judge him for it because I am quite cringe.
You're cringe?
I'm quite cringe. But I thought that maybe after having sex with me and talking to me for 3 months every single day, he would have gathered that I was.
Oh, no, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was bad.
What a prick.
No, it's fine. It got me a great show.
Yeah,
it
got you a great show. It's all fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm here now.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You're on the pub quiz pod.
Yeah.
What's your resolution?
I don't... I tend not to do them.
Yeah,
you're the wisest man I've ever met. Everything you say could be a bumper sticker.
Best not to do them. Best not to. News resolutions. My news resolutions, leave them at the door.
You lowly let yourself down.
Yeah. Right, it's quiz time.
So, each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a genuine quizmaster. And it's a case of new year, new quizmaster. Our quizmaster this week is Stu from Birmingham. It's a Birmingham quiz. So, a little bit about Stu. He's been hosting quizzes since he was 18 years old. So, it's like you.
Yeah,
I've
been doing
since I was 23.
He's now 43. Wow. Sorry, never say wow at someone's age. Sorry, Stu. It was just more that's a long time to be hosting quizzes.
He's like the ghost of Christmas yet to come for you.
Yeah, he really is. God, there's a lot of Stu in me.
He hosts 4 quizzes a week. This guy's giving you a proper run for your money. At the Lounge at Boldmere in Sutton Coldfield, the Queen's Head in Birmingham Centre, the Lord Clifton in Birmingham Centre, and the Met Sports Bar in Walsall. This guy is a quizzing legend.
Yeah, I mean, all round of applause to Stu.
Yeah, well done, Stu.
You've given your life to quiz, and I thank you for your service.
You can check out his Instagram at MrQuiz_Stu, that's STOO, to check out where he's running his quizzes. So this, I'm expecting a very good quiz here. So round one from Stu is general knowledge.
Wow, so he's not necessarily an innovator of the genre.
Do you think, we've just spoke about Dean. I think Dean could have a... Stu might give Dean a run for his money for being a quizzing nutter. Do you think Stu would shave a question mark into his beard?
No, but I do think Stu.
But I'd shave one into my pussy. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to keep it fresh.
I'm just imagining Stu listening in. He's sort of quizzing middle-aged bloke. Here we go. Now they're on to my quiz. Oh, a little bit of observations about me. Would I shave into my pussy?
Stu, stop masturbating, please. Okay. So I think Stu wears a sparkly jacket.
Yeah, I think he's got a bit of. Bit of razzmatazz. So, question one, round one, general knowledge. What colour is the bag of prawn cocktail flavoured Quavers?
Fucking hell, Stu.
It's pink.
Is it?
Yeah.
Walkers is, but Quavers?
Yeah, I thought Walkers
was. I think that's why it's quite a good question, because it's a little bit of a trick. It will just get you thinking.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I know Walkers is pink, maybe, but why would he go with Quavers if it's something better? It's
the show about Japan is called Prawn Cocktail, so thanks so much for the tie-in.
Is it really?
Yeah, watch it on YouTube.
Stu,
there we go.
Thank you.
Question two, which cult 90s movie includes sequences entitled The Bonnie Situation and The Gold Watch?
Ooh.
The Bonnie Situation and The Gold Watch.
Cult 90s movie.
I think it might be Pulp Fiction.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They yeah. Like, they sort of like had that chapters feels, for all of those, right?
That feels right.
The Bonnie Situation, and yeah, I think that's right.
Lovely.
Okay.
Question three. Here we go. A bit of geography. Which capital city is served by Haneda International Airport? HANEDA. Haneda.
I believe it's Tokyo.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I think so. Did you theme this to my show, Prom Cocktail, currently on YouTube?
Do you think this too, Olga Cox Prom Cocktail, currently on YouTube? Yeah, go and watch it, guys. Question number four.
In which TV comedy sketch show did Matt Lucas play a character named Bubbles DeVere? It's Little Britain.
It would be either Little Britain or Come Fly With Me, and I assume it's Little Britain. I have not seen either.
I'm sure it was Little Britain. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't black up for that one, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Just not for that character. They blacked up for almost everything else.
I think there was another character in that sketch show came in who might have been blacked up.
It's, yeah. She became Bubbles' friend. There's,
yeah.
To black up so much is just such an interesting thing, isn't it? It's not like, I mean, it's fucked anyway, but maybe if you had one character, like, I just really think we need this like this black character. I just really think, and then I mean, it's obviously fucking horrendous. Mm. But for it to be like throughout everything you do, like, should we black up again? Should we do it again? Should we do that again?
You almost have to convince yourself to have a white character at that point.
It's like I just don't think I'm funny without the blacking up. I just think it really helps. I think we're quite
straightforward.
We've snuck
it?
Under the radar for a 5 out of 5.
So, question five: which high street pharmacy developed the drug ibuprofen?
Oh, that's a good.
If we get this, that's 5 out of 5. We're on for a 15.
I don't know.
15.
I mean, Boots is the only one I know because Superdrug feels too modern.
And I don't think
Superdrug did not create ibuprofen.
No,
but it could be Lloyd's. Is that a pharmacy?
It's
that
a bank, isn't it?
But it also feels like a pharmacy.
Yeah, Lloyd's Pharmacy is a high street pharmacy. But I'm
just thinking something that could be not super modern.
Mm.
Lloyd's feels heritage vibes.
Lloyd's feels good, but Boots feels...
Let's just say Boots.
Just, maybe it's Occam's Razor. I've learned that recently and I wanted a chance to say it.
What does that mean?
It means like the simplest answer might be the one to go for.
Oh, it's been fairly simple so far, hasn't it?
Please don't say that. As soon as you say that, then we're going to get
say
around.
Say Boots. Let's go Boots, and I'll take the heat.
Okay, answers.
I likely think there's going to be heat.
No, but you know that Occam's razors are actually on offer on Boots.
And they're great for shaving question marks into your pussy. we've only ever had one person get one person join us and get 15 out of 15 on this.
I mean, I don't think we have. I think Boots is probably wrong.
But if this is 5 out of 5, we're already on the road.
Yeah. All right.
Just calm it down. That's the yin and the yang in that, isn't it?
So, the what colour is Prawn Cocktail flavoured Quavers? Pink. It is pink.
Okay.
Whew. The 90s. Cult 90s movie with sequences called The Bonnie Situation and The Gold Watch. It is Pulp Fiction.
Oh, God, yes, that's so good.
The capital city served by Haneda International Airport is Tokyo.
Oh, thank fuck. Okay.
We've all had a helping hand so far, haven't we?
Yeah, it's really... Not, I love it when it's a team effort like this.
The sketch show where Matt Lucas plays Bubbles DeVere is Little Britain.
Mm.
So we were quite confident on those four. This is the one. So the High Street Pharmacy...
Fuck, if this is wrong, I'm blacking
developed
up.
The drug ibuprofen is... Boots.
Get in!
Yes!
Oh my god.
Well done.
That is the most satisfying round we've had
so
in fucking weeks. I
so
love
good.
That.
That's so good.
Oh, it feels good.
It was straightforward from Stu. But you know what it makes
straight
me think?
Back.
I think he's lulling us into a false sense of false sense of security.
Yeah. Mm. He's been doing this for 20 years. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
We're fucking putty in his hands right now.
Should we jump straight into round two?
Yes, please. I'd love to.
So round two is numbers.
Mm. Okay. Nerd.
Something that you want me to be good at.
I really want you to be good at. I feel like an Indian father. I want you to be good at maths, Olga, please. Okay. How many Batman films have been directed by Tim Burton? I can tell you now, this is not a maths round. This is just something where the answers are numbers. How many Batman films have been directed by Tim Burton? This feels hard.
One or two. I would assume two, but I might be wrong. Is it the Chris O'Donnell one? Am I making this up?
Films not
the super campy ones.
You know the one where Jim Carrey was the Riddler?
Yeah.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger was the Iceman? Yeah. Were those the Tim Burton ones?
It feels like yes. And I think Uma Thurman, Poison Ivy?
Yeah. I think there were two of those.
Should we say two?
Yeah. Why did you ask if it was one?
Yeah.
I'm saying two. But
you're saying two?
I'm not saying anything.
No. It's a podcast. You need to. Imagine. Oh, no. I just can't. The pressure's too
it
much
It feels
now.
Like two, but I might be wrong.
Let's go to question number two. In what year did Andy Cole join Manchester United from Newcastle in a British record £7 million transfer? Friends also first aired on UK TV and Oasis released their second album, What's the Story? Morning Glory.
Well, Friends premiered in 94 in America.
Okay.
But is there a little bit of a delay? All the other stuff is you guys.
The year it came to mind was 1996.
That also came to mind because I think the first Oasis album was for 94,
yeah.
I think.
So it would make sense a
two-year. So then you'd have a two-year.
Yeah, I think it's 95 or 96, isn't it?
But then that's a long time for Friends to reach here, isn't it? 2 years before
it But it was the 90s. It took ages to
And then, I guess no, it wasn't Friends, was it? It was just a show.
Yeah, and it needed to. Yeah, it wasn't established.
So maybe you would have 2 years. Let's let it go.
The fact that we both felt 96.
Go with the first one. Go with your heart. Go with your gut.
95 is the other possible.
I like the are you sure about Friends being 94 in the US?
I am 100% sure about Friends on 94.
Well, that anchors us quite nicely to know it's going to be...
The only thing I think... So you know their first album came out in 94?
I don't know. I just really, really strongly think so. I just strongly believe it.
I think bands would often sort of quite quickly get the second one out if there was a bit of success from the first and almost get it out the next...
yearly thing, yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing we know is Friends was in America in 94. That's the only thing we know. And more we've talked about Friends not being the sitcom we know it to be like as a successful thing now, more I think it would take, maybe it would take 2 years for it to get here.
I think Alan Shearer was a British transfer record in like the late 90s of like about 10 million. I could be wrong, there'd be some people listening thinking I'm an idiot, but...
So
7 million just under that, that seems like a good one to break. Break 7 million with a 10 million fee. So it comes down 95, 96. We both had an instinct on 96. So I wonder if we just go with that.
I feel like I distinctly remember as a child listening to Wonderwall in 97. And I don't... And it would get the same airplay on radio 2 years after release as opposed to 1 year after... 1 year I release, 1 year album cycle, that makes sense. It comes out in 96 and then it does the rounds on the radio
Let's
for a year.
Let's do 96. We had
but if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, baby.
No, well, it's not all on you.
You've been right about everything you've said so far.
No, you really have. I mean, I've said two and we don't know if that's true.
You know what? So far, I'm loving this quiz from Stu.
Yeah.
Like, we can really sort of...
I feel like we're in the hands of a seasoned professional.
I feel like we're putty in his hands.
Dean is not a competition, but Stu is
first. He's manipulating us. He knows it. He's predicted everything we've already said.
Dean's good for a good time. But Stu's who you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Yeah, marriage material.
Yeah. Sorry to sort of, I don't know, sorry, Dean, if you're listening and you sort of feel cheap and used.
Dean will give you a good night. It'll be a whirlwind with Dean, but Stu will... Yeah. He's marriage material.
Yeah, Dean's the guy you go to Japan with. You know what I mean? And Stu's the one that you're spending New Year's in Isle of Mull. Okay?
Question number three. I can't wait for this wedding. Question number three. Which M road runs between London and Birmingham?
You a driver?
No, I'm tapping out.
So we've got three people who don't drive.
As someone who has been everywhere in the UK as a gigging comedian, you would just
I'm
know
on the train.
Roads.
I'm on the train, baby.
On the train,
Is it the M1 that goes up from London to...
Yeah, why not? It's not going to be a 15 out of 15, and that's okay.
I think it's the M1.
Yeah, all right, great.
Let's go M1, yeah.
I think it's the M1. I think the M1 just straight up.
Straight up.
Question number four. How old was Tiger Woods? I have to say, I didn't really love how old questions, but how old was Tiger Woods when he first won the Masters in 1997?
Yeah,
exactly. He was very young, I suppose, is the general gist of what he's trying to get from this question.
How old do you think he is now? Somewhere in his 40s?
I'd say 50s. I'd say he's probably like 54 right now. Maybe 52. Really? Maybe 50. I don't know.
Do you have any memories of Tiger Woods in 97? You seem to have other memories of 97.
Oh, it was a different time. It was a good time.
Diana died in 97.
Yeah.
Not linking that to it being a good time.
Wow.
Was he known for being really young?
I think so. I mean,
could it be like 21?
21.
Yeah, let's go. 21. Let's go 21.
21.
That's a tough one. I'd be very surprised if that's right.
Sort of gutted that question's in there.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a chance that we had something to work out and everything else. And number five, how many birds are there on the Nestle logo? I love questions like this.
I'd probably say three. Is it like mama bird and two babies? And they're the only three birds left because of Nestle's practices when it comes to palm farming? Save the planet?
Keep it light.
Save the planet. Glue factory. Special on YouTube. Yeah, three. I'm happy with three.
They might be eggs. Mm. And then it's an abortion thing where it's like, is an egg a baby? Do you know?
At what point does it become a bird?
And that's the kind of thing you would ask a quiz master who wrote his own quiz.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But you don't want to sort of like start asking that to a student who's been like, I just get 50 quid to read the questions, please. Yeah. You got Olga there being like, when's a bird really a bird?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get my job done, please. They said I could have a free pizza if I read the questions. Okay, free pizza. Locking everything in. That's what I used to get. I used to get my deal was you get a free pizza and and the pound
well,
coin.
Well, you didn't want a pizza.
Yeah, I didn't want a pizza.
So.
I don't need a pizza every time. If you do the quiz, write the quiz, host the quiz, you get a free pizza and you get the pound coins from everyone who's paid to play the quiz.
Give it. Is that not the prize fund?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
What was the best you had? What was the best payday you had from that then?
30 quid.
It's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, but for most of it, like when I was starting, like it was like two people coming to do the quiz. So I'd like spent the time writing it, did
two
it.
2 quid and a pizza.
2 quid and a pizza. Yeah. Anyway, we're here now. It all worked out in the end.
Yeah, it's funny how so many different professions have an open mic scene, and I guess that was your quiz master.
That was my open mic scene. It was. Yeah. And then likes too. I was like, okay, I'm getting the gist of this, and then I was like getting paid gigs.
And now you're a mega
for
star.
A week.
Now you're a mega
now
star.
Now I want to take quizzing to the top.
Hosting pods with Joe Marler.
Yeah, well, with you guys too.
Yeah.
Okay. Numbers. Let's do this. Question number one. How many Batman films were directed by Tim Burton? It's two.
Yes.
Get in.
Well done, Olga well, Cork. You're great
to
have
listening,
a quiz.
I'm dabbing.
Yeah, if you're listening, I'm dabbing.
We've had a few dabs on the podcast. Yeah. Something about getting a question right brings it out to people.
Question number two. We wanted to know the year in which Andy Cole joined Manchester United from Newcastle. That Friends first aired on UK TV and Oasis released their second album. We said 96. It was 95.
Oh,
1995.
Shit.
It's my fault and I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault.
I think it's your fault at all.
No, it's my fault.
I think it's your fault at all.
I guess they were playing Wonderwall for 2 years. They're still playing Wonderwall. What the fuck am I even talking about?
We were so torn.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Them ones hurt, don't they?
Them ones hurt the most.
I'm sorry.
The M Road is an M40. It's a bloodbath. It's an absolute bloodbath.
The wheels have come off.
Absolutely. And on the M40,
it's the way he guessed the first one.
Yeah. We were just like, M1, straight up. How old is Tiger Woods? He's 21.
Oh!
Yeah, it's great. It means less.
But that was the one we thought we wouldn't get.
And there are three birds on the Nestle logo. It's a 3 out of 5. That hurt, didn't it?
That really hurt.
We've had some real highs and some real lows on this. Jake here, just taking a very short break from the quiz to tell you we're on Patreon. Come along and support the pod. We'd love to see you there. Pub Quiz Pod on Patreon. Right, let's get back to the quiz.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I suppose we should sort of take a break because guess what it says on the iPad? It says interview segment with Olga. Olga, it's just a pleasure to spend time with you. I've been very lucky to hang out with you on your podcast. I got to do some filming with you the other day.
From a very, early on in our friendship, I said, unless the cameras are rolling, I have no interest in speaking to you.
Yeah, you did say that.
All of our conversations have been recorded.
On camera. Yeah, it's so true. In fact, we really have only spoken on camera.
Yeah.
Even before this, we just sat in silence looking at each other being like, da-da-da-da-da, save it for when the camera's on. I just feel calmer when you're around on camera.
Yeah, no, I need evidence.
We spoke a little bit before, which was weird because nothing was being filmed. Mm. And you said something interesting was like you can sort of like measure how long you've been in comedy based on how many like shows you've done. How many shows is it now?
I've done 6 and I've just announced my 7th.
7th? Tour.
Lucky number 7, yes.
How long does it take to come up with a whole show?
Usually a year, but this took 2 years, and we'll see if that was worth it.
What's the general, can you tell us anything about the general, what it's about?
The show's called Fat Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
And I hope that tells you everything you need to know. It's I think we're advertising it as part gossip session, part history lesson, part horror story.
Ooh.
there's a reason it took 2 years, and it's because it's like a little more play. Like we got props and soundscapes and things and like lighting cues, which I never do because I'm just do usually straight stand up. So we'll see if it pays off.
Fucking hell, that's very exciting. What was the journey in stand up for you?
I switched schools a lot, and the fastest way to make friends in a new school is to be the class clown.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Or the quizmaster, I guess.
Yeah.
No, sorry,
yeah.
That's to lose friends. But I'm kidding.
It happens a lot. And then to actually sort of like get on stage, when did that happen?
I think the first like official open mic that I did was in 2015. I took the Soho Theatre Young Company stand-up class. And it fucking worked, baby. But that whole graduating class, I mean, I haven't taken it since, so I'm sure that there's many stars that have graduated from that program. But like that first day in that class, I met Chloe Petz, Huge Davey, Sam Lake, and me, the four of us, we met. And like, we've been best friends ever since. And it's like, we all learn how to use a microphone on the same day.
No way.
Yeah, it was sick. It was sick.
It's amazing, isn't it? How many people we meet who did a course and it just set them off on a trajectory.
Yeah.
I think maybe, is it something to do, is it, I mean, I guess it's just getting you to do that first gig.
Yeah, and then it's like you, I think, I'm sure, obviously loads of people started, but I feel like it would be so lonely. Whereas here you had a support group of people who like were in the same boat as you and like you had to meet every week and you didn't feel very alone. Because when you do stand up, you are by default alone on stage. So any way to find community is really, really helpful.
Yeah, I worked on a chat show with Rod Gilbert. He did a course as well.
Really?
Everyone did. I think it's just to like push you onto that first stage and do it. Yeah. And then so the early days of doing stand-up, you also had like your full-time job as well.
Yeah.
What was your full-time job again? What sort of stuff were you doing?
I was working in big tech.
My God. How are you doing stand-up and working in big, because that's a proper job.
Yes, but also, I mean, in early days, you just have to work in the evening, so you're totally fine. You just have no social life. But other than that, you clock out at 6 p.m. and then you go to an open mic.
Yeah. You're so tired all the time. My days of doing the quiz gigs, and then you're trying to like work in the day and quiz at night.
Yeah,
my
you did
God.
That.
It was tough. It was rock and roll. Yeah. It was rock and roll, except it was just lots of nerds, basically.
More sausage rolls.
Yeah, basically, essentially.
Did you feel a lot of people from your day job would come to your quizzes, or would you draw a line?
They started to, once they became a little bit more of a... Well, once they became a bit better. I mean, they were really shit at first. My whole thing was like... make quizzes but like try and write comedy in between the questions. That was like the thing, and it was really bad.
This sounds sick.
Yeah,
this is such a good idea.
Yeah, well, it sort of evolved into the live show, which is now like this big variety show, which you should come to.
I'll be there.
We really should hang out when we're not, when there isn't
well,
a show.
Well, you're coming
involved.
To my wedding, so
how is wedding prep going?
Oh God, yeah, it'll be fine.
Is it?
No, actually, it's more of going to be like a one-day festival. The amount of shit that we're going to have. We're going to have a roast, i.e. there's going to be friends roasting us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have
a roast.
Kaylee, karaoke, three DJs, a cover band. It's going to be fucking insane. Oh, a magician, obviously.
You've got to have a magician.
Obviously a magician is coming.
I had a magician at my 30th birthday.
I had a magician at my 30th birthday.
Best thing you can
who
do.
Who'd you book?
I booked a... Who's your...
Patty Ash.
Who does your magic?
You gotta have a magic
who's
guy.
Your magic guy?
Love you, Patty. Patty's now doing consulting on the Hunger Games play. And you know what? I think my 30th had something to do with
I had a lovely guy called... Colin, do you remember the magician at my 30th? No? Why?
Well, I got too drunk, didn't I?
Oh, dear.
Got sent home.
Oh, no! That was a real trick about someone disappearing.
Who sent you home?
There wasn't a teacher.
Yeah, but I got put in a cab.
What?
Oh. So, no.
So we've got two producers. One has a child and is not here today, and the other one gets sent home. And we've got.
Wait, did you see no magic?
You saw none of the magic?
I didn't see him, no.
But oh the magic God. Guy was there like really early.
Was he doing card tricks?
He was, yeah. And my dad was there, and we're just like, you need to do it slower. I can't. You need to do it slower. You're speaking so fast.
Oh.
My dad's just telling off the magician. You're speaking so fast. No one can see. You're going too quickly. Step in some light. Step in some light so I can see this now, please.
Did you know what? You might not know this about me. I was once hired as a magician.
Really? Do you do tricks?
I did
oh
do
my
some
God,
tricks.
What kind of magic are we talking?
You know, like them boxes you get as a kid and it's like got magic tricks in.
Wow. Did you have a magician name? What was your getup?
No,
tell
it
me
one. It was a one-off gig.
Do you have a waistcoat? Tell me you had a fedora.
Yeah, waistcoat, dicky bow.
Oh.
Five-year-old birthday party.
Oh.
Wow.
Room of like 15 five-year-olds. Friend of my mum's went, Liam, want to come do a bit of magic? I think she'd obviously said Liam's learning a few tricks. She went, oh, some granddaughter's fifth on the weekend, if he wants to come along. Got my dicky bow, got my box of tricks, went along. She went, I'll pay him a tenner, I'll be there.
Wow.
Potty in my hands.
Really? Yeah,
do you want to come do magic at my wedding?
I'd love to.
Great, you do a quiz, you do some magic. No free clout.
I think one of the tricks I did was, you know when you get a pen, you go like that,
yeah,
and it looks a bit wobbly?
Yeah.
That.
Look, I mean, with a couple of drinks in you, you'd find that quite amusing. Yeah.
I think everything was a bit wobbly for Connor anyway.
Someone send me home.
You've actually made it look straight.
Yeah. That was one of the tricks.
That so. Actually works.
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind.
Yeah,
wow.
I've never seen anything like that. That's
and there was one, I had a magic wand.
Yeah.
And it had a little magnet in one side, but that was the trick. So I could put a penny on it. And then rotate the wand and the penny would stick to it like that. And they go, wow. And then I'd go, someone else would come up and try. And then just rotate it 180. It was little, had a little marker on it, so I knew. So the magnet, they tried doing it. Oh, it's just falling off.
God.
Give it back to me.
God, that's so,
so good.
So
good. Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very talented man.
Yeah, thank you. Wobbly pen.
Honestly, okay, I also had a fortune teller, tarot reader at my 30th. Amazing investment. A caricature artist. Amazing investment.
Wow.
I just saw a video where someone invited a bug guy. He had just like had a box of different bugs and he's like, this is a tarantula. This is like a big grasshopper. I honestly think we should be inviting entertainers
is that
to
a
our
bit,
events.
I remember like
I can't
school,
wait.
Like,
your wedding is
going to
be like a festival. It's going to be incredible. You remember at school what, mate?
People bringing in, like, the insect people, the animal people. And they'd come in and be like, that's a lizard.
But yeah.
Is that a bit...
Would you not want a lizard at your wedding?
Yeah, I know, but is it a bit immoral?
He's officiating.
Is it a bit sort of harsh?
Yeah,
just a load of different species in a bag. Unzipping. Big old duffel bag.
It's not great,
is
it?
Right, you've got your tarantula there. That's good.
You going to have a bug guy at your wedding?
I kind of want a bug guy at my wedding.
You've already got so many performers.
At the very least, a lizard guy.
Yeah. It's the only wedding that has a sort of like set time list.
Yeah, we have a call sheet. We got tech. Yeah,
it's gonna be incredible. We should, as you're wearing the merch, talk about Glue Factory podcast, which is a very popular podcast. When did it start?
Oh God, in many ways, I've been doing it forever. At some point,
in many ways, and in other ways, it hasn't even started at all.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've been going for over a year, maybe 2 years. Who's to say? But I've been friends with these guys for a very, very long time. So and then it's like kind of part of the Greater Trash Future universe that podcast has been going for like 10 years.
Mm.
So it feels like it's just sort of slowly evolved out of it.
If you've not listened to the Glue Factory podcast, for me anyway, it's a wild ride. Because
it's a whole lot of nonsense.
Because you just don't know where it's going to go. It's so great. Like it's the tangents are thick and they're fast. And you just got to move and
we're
go
just
with
yapping.
Whatever's going to happen. It's quite. It's
Liam,
amazing.
You should come on.
I'd love to.
You'd be very good.
Yeah. Hey, you've seen how chatty I am.
Yeah.
Could we come on together?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, we want to do a bit more of that.
We would
we?
Love
there
to come on.
There are absolutely no rules when it comes to Glue Factory. Yes, sure. You're
booked. Oh, this is great. We're coming to the wedding. We're going to There's going to be a wedding.
Your 2026 is booked out.
Is your wedding being filmed?
I mean, now it is. What are you doing, buddy?
So he'll be sent home. I feel like it should be filmed just so that we can keep this tradition of like...
I would quite like my entire wedding to be filmed with a body cam on you.
Just looking at the inside of a toilet.
What is that pen? Oh, no. Is that magic? You know?
Liam, get the pen.
Punching the shit out of me.
When you probably need to that pen.
Yeah.
So I need that to be my focus. So anytime everything just stands still, actually.
If people are not already following you, which they already are, aren't they? You're prolific on social media.
Oh, stop.
And when did that all kick off, the social media stuff?
I don't think it has. I genuinely don't think I've gained a follower in the last year.
Yeah, I don't think you can have like 100,000 followers and say I don't think my social media.
I really haven't.
I think it
just kind of stopped at some point. I mean, I don't. I should probably investigate that, but yes.
Where can people follow? I mean, watch what happens after this statement happens. I'll tell you what.
Deep.
This statement is going to like 200,000 followers. Where can people follow you, Olga Kolga?
Instagram, Kolga300. TikTok, Kolga300. End of.
Yeah, you had that thing in the intonation that it was going to be one more in the list.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that.
Should we do round three of Dean's? So it is General Knowledge 2.
And we enjoyed General Knowledge 1.
Yeah,
so we love
General
the sequel.
We got 5 out of 5 on General Knowledge 1, so this should be good. So question 1, Denmark is the only country in the world where what animals outnumber humans? With about 215 of them to every 100 humans.
It was going to be geography, but now it's not, so I'm glad.
Pigs.
What?
In Denmark. They know
Danish bacon.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I didn't
about?
Know that was...
Danish bacon's very famous.
Yeah, all right, then put pigs in.
But I don't
put
know.
No, I'm happy
do
to
it,
go
do
with
it.
I think so. In the same way that, like, in New Zealand, lambs outnumber... Sheep outnumber people because of all the New Zealand lamb.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so, unless it's...
Whales too, yeah.
Just I didn't know Denmark had the link to that. Just,
you didn't know
like
about Danish bacon?
No.
Did you know about Danish bacon?
I've never heard of it, but I trust you completely.
Yeah.
Connor? Oh, he's being sick. oh, Jerry, sorry, now.
Get the pen.
It's a thing.
All right. Okay. We trust you.
I trust you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to kick off at everyone, but I lost my head.
Question 2. In chemistry, absolute temperature is used in which temperature scale?
Kelvin?
I think you're spot on.
All right, let's try that. I don't know, but this is my guess.
This is your forte, science.
Babes.
Babes, it
babes.
Is. Babes. I could see you on the rest of science.
Oh, man.
Question 3. What is the third most populous city in the United States?
It's Chicago or Dallas, isn't it? It'd be New York and LA, surely.
Got to be.
It would be Chicago or Dallas, I would say. And it's up to you to decide.
I really think it should be up to you.
I don't own... I'm not American.
No. I didn't mean that. I'm more American because you just are better at geography.
Could it be the greater Houston area? Could it be the greater Houston area?
I'm happy to go with whatever.
The greater Houston area. It's Chicago. It's big. Chi-town.
Chicago feels right.
Yeah. Should we do it?
Say Chicago, and if it's one of the Texan cities, please, please, please don't hate me.
No, we can never hate you. Well, I'm just going to get the wedding done and then I can hate you. I just need to be at this gig.
So question 4, an amygdaloid is a shape which takes its name from the Greek word for what type of nut?
Okay, so...
Okay, let's list nuts.
So it's a shape...
Guys, let's list nuts. Why do we never list nuts anymore? We used to have fun. Okay, let's list nuts. So an
almond.
Does anyone know what an amygdaloid is? No?
No.
But it's probably shape. What's a nut of a distinct shape?
Cashew. Sort of got that curvature to it, hasn't it? A bit.
And maybe
like
the fact it's got like a shell might be something to do with it.
Yeah.
Almond, cashew,
hazelnut, walnut, pine nut.
They're
peanut.
All just sort of oval, aren't they? The only one I can think with a little bit of a variation in the shape is a cashew with a little sort of flick at the end.
You say cashew in a really distinguished way.
Cashew.
Oh, I said cashew.
You say cashew as
like a sneeze.
Cashew. Sort of...
I kind of want to say walnut just because it's giving this. You know what I mean? But I might
for
be
the audio
wrong.
Listener. She has
it's
drawn
an amygdaloid. I actually,
like an octagon type thing.
But also,
I think that would be an octagon.
yeah,
that's fair. Actually,
I wonder because if it takes its name from the ancient Greek word for what type of nut, what nuts were prevalent in ancient Greece?
Greek word for which type
and
of
I just wonder maybe I can see them snacking on cashews.
Really? No. I feel like cashew is South Asian.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's actually get rid of that.
All right.
Almond, marzipan. I feel like almond paste is very common in literally all of that cooking. Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Slivered almonds.
You are really correct there.
All right, should we do almond?
Almond's nice.
Almond is a shape as well.
I like almond.
Guys, I feel like I'm dominating the question, the answers, and I'm not confident.
Yeah,
in
but
any
that's what
them.
It needs sometimes when I it's think sort it of a lot of like yeah. fanning
when
about.
When I say it's 96 and it was 95 and you nearly strangled me, and then we cut that out of the podcast.
Yeah, I know. But if I'm head over to Patreon and you see that there. I think almond's good.
Okay.
All right. So number five, which Sega games console was branded as the Genesis in North America?
So the only Sega ones I know is like the Sega Mega Drive.
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't really know any other.
Because the only thing I can think of is Sega Genesis. That's what I would have heard it as. So.
Because you are from North America.
Yeah.
So what we say, Mega Drive.
I'm not actually.
Huh?
You know I'm not actually from America, right?
No, North America.
But I'm not even from North America. I'm Russian.
You're Russian, but why do you have your accent?
Because I went to an American school here in the UK.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, sorry.
I didn't know that
I'm
about
like
you.
Not American at all, or Canadian.
Wow.
Riley's Canadian.
I knew that you were Russian, but I just then assumed there must have been a significant amount of time in, like, Canada.
No.
Because I always hear you say I'm not American, so when I hear that, I'm like, oh, she's Canadian then.
No. I know it's very confusing.
Should we see if we got another 5 out of 5 on
all
general
right,
knowledge?
All right, let's see.
So, Denmark is the only country where what animal outnumbers humans? Jake, you said pigs because of Danish bacon. The answer is pigs.
Woo! That's incredible!
Come on, I needed that.
That's
needed
so
that.
Cool.
I really needed that.
Well done.
After fucking up about my knowledge of your entire life, that really helps. Like, just get me back onto
a
sort of
a country full of cops? Wow.
Absolute temperature is used in which temperature scale? It is the Kelvin scale.
Oh, thank fuck.
Okay. Well done,
Olga.
It's about to go downhill, y'all.
What is the third most populous city in the United States? We settled on Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is Chicago.
Get him.
Oh. Wow.
So, Olga, we've had 5 out of 5. We've had 15 out of 15. Always in an effort to find new records just by bending. We've never technically had 2 5 out of 5s without another 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
So this could be a new record.
Sure. I mean, guys, okay.
Like, it gets to the point where it's like, we've never technically had a 5 out of 5 where the questions are mainly about geography.
Yeah.
Okay, question four.
So that shape that takes its name from the Greek word for what type of nut? We said almond.
Mm.
The answer is... almond.
Get in! This is huge! Olga Koch! Storming into our lives and just getting questions right for fun.
Stop.
So,
oh God.
The Sega games console that was branded as the Genesis in North America was the Sega Mega Drive.
Woo! Let's go!
Do you want to get some high fives in there? Bang, I'll have one of those.
Bang,
one of those. You'll have one too.
Oh, God.
So that takes us to...
Stu, I hope you're taking your top off.
A very respectable 13 out of 15 at the end of Stu's...
That is a huge score,
Olga. That's not
13
bad.
13 out of 15.
That's very good.
That's
really good.
Bad.
We have a leaderboard that has not been updated for months, but you are shooting to the top
I'm
of it.
I'm sorry about 95.
Oh, this is just... This is so you from the 3 times I've met you. This is so you. We've got 2 5 out of 5s, 13 out of 15... And you said sorry about the one thing that I shut up. Well done.
It humanizes me.
Both well done and shut up.
Thank you.
Are you happy to do a little review of Stu's quiz? Mm. Just maybe a score out of 10 and then just any thoughts on it?
Yeah.
I would say 10 out of 10, incredible quiz. I think it's really, really good. I think essentially, I'm preaching to the choir here. You guys know about this, but it's all about walking with trivia. It's all about walking that thin line of being guessable, but making you feel smug about guessing it. And it's boy, is it a tightrope? A tightrope.
It really. I mean, you look at that final round. The reason why it's so good is everything there gives you something to discuss. So the Denmark's the only country where animals, you think you're listing animals, you're trying to find connections. The Chicago thing, we can just start naming states and talking about America. Oh, Stu, you know what you're doing, and I love you for it.
He's had however many years, 25 years of it.
Stu,
please send in another one. We'd like you to become one of our regulars, one of our gladiators.
This is fantastic. It's also, you know what, a really, really, God, I love when a question, let me phrase this correctly. When he did the Wonderwall, sorry, not Wonderwall, but Oasis, Newcastle, and Friends thing, there are three routes to arrive at that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like it's annoying when you either know it or you don't, but whereas it's like actually three different knowledge paths lead to the answer.
And all three of us had like different endpoints for each of the things.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's great. That's really great.
So like I'm looking at a Greek word one. So you could go from it. If you know the Greek word, you probably know. Or if you know shapes, you know about that. So it's
great,
it's so
isn't
satisfying.
It? It's
and
great.
Ours was, what nuts might Greeks have eaten?
Yeah.
Which
well,
is
it led, us, led us to the right answer.
It led us to the right answer.
Yeah. So yeah, please, Stu, send in another one.
If you do receive a brick or human shit through your letterbox, it's Dean. Because he's fuming right now.
A new little thing we've just started doing right at the end is quizzer of the quiz. A bit like player of a match, but who from our quiz team here was the star performer.
I think we have to give it to you.
Nice, do.
I can't accept it.
I think
we
have to accept it.
Remember the confidence with which he just said pink. Like it was
of course.
What was the color pink? There was no hesitation. That was beautiful. Pigs, Danish bacon, no one ever heard of that.
Good.
That was incredible.
I think
we
were a
split
good team, you know.
Can we
I think
split
we were
it?
No, but
team.
you were just taking us to right answers time after time after time. You were sort of just like you were the engine room of the team. You really were.
Yeah. Olga, you're quizzer of the quiz.
I think we had a couple of glory moments, but you were running the ship throughout.
So, Happy New Year to everyone, first and foremost.
Yeah.
We haven't forgot that.
How well do you think we've done at sort of really theming this as a New Year's episode?
I think we've mentioned it at least two times.
Yeah, and I think that's all we need, isn't it? No one wants to hammer down their throats, do they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Happy New Year. Thank you so much to Olga. Thank you so much to Stu at @MrQuiz_Stu on Instagram if you want to check
him out.
Oh,
Stu with two O's.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a game changer.
Yeah.
Stu, Stu.
Sorry, that really tickles me.
I wish we'd found that out from the start, because whenever we've done something good, we could have done that. That would have been really good.
Oh, let's pretend that she's got the almond question again. Stu. Oh, lovely. Let's pretend you got the Quavers one again. Stu. And please, can we have the pigs? Stu. Oh, what a day.
Happy New Year.
Bye. Happy New Year, everyone.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.